We often say this, don't we, that nothing is predictable in football. A team down the bottom of the league, playing way above what was expected, and a result that no one could have predicted. One team scoring all the goals. Best of all, Michael Dewberry's magnificent hat-trick. Well, the tail end of the hat-trick was magnificent. Of course, if it resulted in a defeat, we wouldn't be so happy. But because he scored a last-gasp equaliser, it was forgivable that he slid in his first own goal and then thumped a fabulous header into his own net. At the time, I thought it was Hereford striker who put it way beyond the reach of Ryan Clark. But after the game, it was Jake Wright who assured me that Clarkey hadn't had to make a save from a Hereford shot. Before Dubes, of course, there was JP's magnificent orange boots running through the Hereford defence and unleashing a fabulous shot when we all expected him to pass. JP, 3 goals in 4 games. He's a wonder man. We love him. Do you know, it wasn't all meant to be about Dubes and JP Pittman. After last week's extraordinary Beano Gate saga, we all expected that he would provide the fairy tale ending with a last-minute winner or perhaps an earlier couple of goals to his name. Instead, he ran around and was attacking throughout, always at the opposition, always looking dangerous, and bringing shouts of Beano, Beano throughout the afternoon. And I loved it. A brilliant game. Earlier, I'd been reflecting on the place of loyalty in the game of football. What does loyalty by Beano give to him? He's only ever as good as his last game, of course. An injury, a loss of form, an eclipse in the goal-scoring tally. Any one of these could leave him on the sidelines. So loyalty to Oxford United like this is expensive to give and very cheap to receive. I hope more than anything that he gets proper reward for not leaving for our rivals. More money, nearer to home, possibly more chance of higher league football. Instead, he turned them down and I am stunned. I hope he never has to rue the day he stayed at Oxford. Because as fans, we don't have the luxury of changing clubs. We have to stay here with our side through thick and thin. I hope that in the midst of the good times and bad times, we remember to say thank you to our talismanic forward, who sets the place alight with his attacking play and his determination at all times. You know, Beano is a credit to his profession, and he's a reminder to us fans to be generous in our thanks and praise, even when our heroes deliver us a nail-biting hat-trick, including 2 own goals. Still got to say, thanks for a great game.